This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
They say sometimes God gives us blessings in strange little ways. We don't recognize until later. But a lot of folks that work here have pointed out some of my best radio broadcasts are once a year or so if I have a cold or something, because it makes me slow down. It makes me actually be more patient when I do and to cover more information. And, boy, there is incredible evidence of massive systemic fraud in Iowa. And even mainstream media basically says the stuff that went on is impossible. Hillary winning 6 coin tosses in a row to be given the extra delegate, because if she wouldn't have won those, Bernie would have won. And on video, them taking massive stacks of Hillary votes that had already been counted and recounting them in front of everybody, people say, hey, stop that. And they go, you'll have a chance later to dispute it. And Sanders is doing that. It is just crazy what's going on. The big news is Donald Trump came in second place. That's not big news. Roger Stone, who's in the studio with us, on the 23rd, and probably going to be on today or tomorrow via Skype to break down what's going on. He's the original campaign manager of Trump. He wanted Trump to come in after Iowa, never wanted him to get in early, and a lot of his strategy is used by Trump, a lot of it isn't. So I heard Trump get up last night and say, you know, a lot of my friends told me not to even try in Iowa, but I did it. Well, I was told that months ago by Stone here in the office. He said, no, we expect Trump to lose Iowa, but he wants to go ahead and have a strong showing and try to take it. That's why he's 18 to 20 points now ahead in New Hampshire, 30-something points ahead of his nearest rival in Michigan. He's the only Republican that can clearly take New York. It's one of the juiciest, with third largest delegate block. But the media, CNN, Fox, all of it, watching it last night, and I was doing my own live coverage, obviously, from home. The crew was here doing a wonderful job for 4 hours covering it for you, the viewers and listeners, with expanded InfoWars Nightly News. And it was, well, that's it. His mystique is gone. He'll begin plunging now. It's over, when he's leading in every other state massively but Iowa. And why is that? Kurt Nemo wrote a story that is so incredibly important if you want to understand what's happening. And it's up on InfoWars.com. And it deals with the fact of why it doesn't matter that he lost. Here's why Trump lost Iowa and why it doesn't matter. Everything will change during the primaries in open voting states. That's right. Iowa, you have to be a registered Democrat to be in the caucus. Or you have to be a registered Republican longstanding. It's very elitist. Very exclusive. Not inclusive. And so the big giant swing group of blue-collar workers of every race, color, and creed, entrepreneurs, blacks in double the numbers they are for other Republican candidates, are in major polls saying they support Trump. And so that's why he lost. Now, there is evidence of Microsoft fraud, and that's not me saying that. They even put it in the news now in our face. It's like when I caught Mike Hansen and Richard Reeves election fraud 16 years ago, and we went and fought it in court in the county commissioners, and after a month-long process, the state board of elections said, yes, there was fraud. Looks like there was a big mistake. Looks like this election could be in question, but we're going to go ahead and certify it anyways. I was watching the fraud with my eyeballs at the election center. I was watching Pat Buchanan get 65, 70% of the votes and running around the different precinct tables where we were stacking up the Scantrons, shoving them in the computer that was being put on data tape. But anyways, getting back to what I was saying, I thought I got really depressed last night when Trump lost. I thought, why? I already know this. And I started getting chills and felt bad. I stuck a thermometer in my mouth, had like 100 temperature, and I went, thank God, because I never get depressed. And I was like, this is horrible. You know, right when you get sick, it hits you and you don't know you're sick. I'd just been hit by it, and I was like, this is horrible. I'm so depressed. And then I figured out I was sick.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You've heard Infidel Body Armor ads for years. You've thought about investing in body armor, but just haven't found the time. Stop. Now is the time. You want the industry leader. You need a proven product. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Products made in the USA, designed to protect Americans. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Get yours before time runs out.
Stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, wild horses couldn't drag me away from this live Tuesday edition, the second day of February 2016. Richard Reeves and crew will be joining us for a final report from Iowa in the aftermath. We're also going to have Larry Klayman, who's the guy that helped impeach Clinton the first time, is moving forward against his unconstitutional executive orders, opening the borders, shutting off power plants, and going after our guns, and more. Wayne Madsen, investigative journalist, will be popping in, joining us as well. If you're an astute viewer and listener to the show, you'll probably notice I'm going to be a lot calmer today, which in general means a better transmission. When I have my full faculty, I kind of overheat and get too much going through my mind, And then the broadcast is somewhat train wreckish. But the once a year or so that I am sick or under the weather, I go ahead and go on air. It's better than lying in bed with the chills. I have a good, focused overall broadcast. That said, if I get really sick, because I almost threw up on my way to work, and I'm not complaining, and I don't need get well cards. I'm just explaining why I'll be a little bit different today. It's because it's about 10:30. I'm covering the caucuses, actually from a friend's house, and the crew's all here, obviously doing the live breakdown, doing a wonderful job. And so I got home and stuff after it about 10:30, and I felt really depressed. And I was like, it is a good Donald Trump lost. We knew he was going to lose Iowa, and I'm going to go over why. But he still wins by going there to begin with, and we're going to break that down. I got in bed and had the chills, and I got back up, went in the kitchen, got a thermometer, stuck it in my mouth, and, you know, had about 100-degree temperature. And I'm not going off on some long story about that. It's just funny that when you first get sick, you don't recognize you're sick. Kind of like our nation is really sick, but we're just now beginning to realize that we have basically cancer, not a cold. And so it was just, I was really glad when I was sick, because it wasn't that I was super depressed over the state of the country. But I tell you, watching mainstream media sit up there and manipulate everything, and to watch the crowds being brainwashed, did get me a little bit upset. And then to watch Fox News and CNN and others crowing from the highest rooftop that this is the end of the mystique of Donald Trump, and oh my gosh, you know, he should have won handily in Iowa. There's a lot of facets here, but there's a story up on InfoWars.com. Then we're getting into all the fraud. And boy, it's never been more blatant. I mean, it's crazy town. There's so much of it. It's so many raw videos and so many admissions that it's staggering. It's staggering. We're going to try to get to all of that. Then the world news, then the Second Amendment news, the economy news. We're going to try to get to it all. But there's a really important article by Kurt Nemo. Here's why Trump lost Iowa and why it doesn't matter. Everything will change during the primaries in open voting states. And then he breaks through all the top analyst groups, the Upshots, Mercury Analytics, and a bunch of others, the IVN poll and others, showing that Trump basically would have gotten way more votes than Hillary total. And obviously he wasn't running against Hillary. She was running for the Democratic delegate, and he's running for the Republican. The point is, in a popular election, he destroys her. And in Iowa, you can't be an independent, a libertarian, or a Reagan Democrat and cross over and vote for Trump. And that's why they're so scared of him, why the Bilderberg group's so scared of him. He has double the voters in major polls from the black community. He has got huge amounts of women that want to vote for him. He's doing very well with Hispanics and Latinos in major polls compared to other Republicans except for Marco Rubio. So he is seen more as a populist. So let's just get past who Donald Trump is, whether he's good, bad, or indifferent. I tend to think good. He is this populist stalwart. And he's a symbol of that and a symbol of that uprising. And the system is so elitist in Iowa. And I'm not bashing Iowa in general, but their caucus is so elitist. It's not an open primary. It's not a primary. That's why Roger Stone, we may be able to have pop in today, probably tomorrow, but regardless, he's coming in a few weeks in studio, you know, really the shadow advisor of Trump, the top advisor, basically, that he told him, don't go to Iowa, you're going to lose. This is 2 years ago. And that's now come out in the newspaper and Politico and others. In an article, How Trump Did It, Stone said, do it after Iowa. That's totally rigged. For somebody that's a populist, you know, come in later in New Hampshire. And who knows who was right? The point is, Trump thought, well, I don't care. I'm going to go be a spectacle. This is all in the Politico article. And what's cool about the Politico article is this is everything I was told inside baseball behind the scenes as well, but even more, not just by Stone, but by others. Because I run into a lot of famous folks I know and who are friends with Donald Trump, and they go, don't you know Donald Trump's one of us, brother? He's just, you're underground. He's going over the top. Donald Trump knows what's going on. He wants to defeat the globalist. I was told this in the last month, after he came on, by two prominent people, one a TV star, one a movie star, that know Donald Trump. And then I ran into somebody else who was talking about what a patriot Donald Trump is behind the scenes. I'm going to leave it at that. No, that was Jesse James that said that, but he wasn't talking about Trump being a listener, but he was talking about what a patriot is, pro-gun, you know, them hanging out years ago, you know, a decade ago, stuff like that. And so that's why I lean more towards Trump, because I have prominent people going, no, man, he knows all of it. And he's screwing with the elite big time. That's why Bilderberg and Davos are like, do whatever you have to shut him down. And so The talking point was, Trump, the mystique is gone. I flipped to the next channel. Trump, the mystique is gone. Next channel. Well, he had this aura of invincibility. It's gone. That's a talking point, people. His own insiders said, you're not going to win Iowa. You'll probably be in third or fourth place because you're seen as a populist. And it's hardcore Republicans and hardcore Democrats there that get into their party status and their petty power. I mean, let's just talk about it. And a bunch of fake evangelicals that are Pharisees. And by that, I grew up an evangelical Southern Baptist. You know, we went to both types of churches. A lot of good people in there, wonderful people. I identify as that. But the political ones, they'll get mad if you got rock and roll music or drink a beer on Saturday night. But they're not complaining about human animal chimeras and mass abortion. And I mean, they're not really out there pushing. They're not pushing for Obama to be impeached. They sit up there like in Christ time and pray in public and talk about how pious they are and how they follow every law. And really, it's because they're, a lot of them, egomaniacs, and I'm tired of it. And so, yes, those are the type of folks, because Trump won't put on an act. You know, and says the Bible's my second favorite book and stuff like that. As a joke, folks. His own book's his favorite, art of the deal. They just don't like the reality of it and the joking around. They want to just feel like they're perfect. And they're going to heaven, and everything's okay as long as they pick the most outwardly conservative person there is. So there's the breakdown on that front. But the article is so important because all the independents, all the libertarians, they couldn't vote for Donald Trump. And here's the other good news. There's video of this. It's up on InfoWars.com. Bernie Sanders supporters all over chanting, this is out of Politico too, Sanders rally chant, she's a liar. And stuff like arrest her. So that's hardcore Democrats who aren't evil people. They just believe socialism is going to work. They see Walmart, you know, making hundreds of billions of dollars. And, you know, they see the country collapsing. So they think, well, let's try something different. At least that's a populist movement that means well. Sanders is bad news, but nothing compared to Hillary. So that's basically what's going on here. And later I want to go over this incredible article, How Trump Did It. We'll also get into the latest developments with the migrants coming in, just raping and attacking and having sex with 11-year-old girls. The police say it's their culture, let them do it. I mean, it is just crazy. But before we do that, let's go ahead and get into the fraud. And I'm just going to mention the fraud and then burrow into it after the break. And just so you know, we had all this on InfoWars.com last night and this morning, but I'm going to go with the mainstream articles for everybody so you understand that this isn't Alex Jones saying this, okay? Bernie Sanders is the London Guardian. Bernie Sanders wants raw vote count released after tight finish in Iowa caucuses. Dramatic clash with Hillary Clinton for Democratic presidential nomination is a sign public want change, says a left-wing senator. Hillary Clinton has the most statistically improbable coin toss luck ever. Like it's never happened in the NFL that a team won six coin tosses in a row in six games. We have articles breaking that down. It is basically 1 out of 100 shot. Oh, but it just kept happening last night. There's video. They'll count Hillary votes and mark them and then just count them again for everybody. Everybody goes, wait a minute. You just counted those. They go, don't worry about it. It's like the good fellow, don't worry about it. That's up on InfoWars.com, Steve Watson article. So, she does six coin tosses, her representative does, with the Sanders people, and magically wins all six. You don't think they had a special coin that they then slide a hand of the other coin back, that's a real coin with a weighted coin that'll flip 9 times out of 10 the way you want? Oh, all six to win that delegate. In a row. Impossible. Just like we predicted the Microsoft app failed at the key precincts where she was losing, and then magically they had to hand call them in at the very places where they counted the votes in front of everyone for Hillary repeatedly over and over again. You understand? Oh, six coin tosses. Oh, get the delegate. Oh, counter ballots and then flip them again and count them again. Oh, and then magically the computer fails, so you can call them in to Microsoft. Oh, How convenient. And by the way, that's just part of it. It's all coming up straight ahead. This is how stupid they think we are. Hillary Clinton is way behind Sanders. I've seen polls everywhere. I talked to them on the ground. Almost no one supports her. Okay? And so, who knows really how big a failure she is? In the Drudge poll, Sanders had 28%. She had 0.88. That's a free-for-all, sure, but it shows who people want in a free-for-all.
An independent research firm.
Fed up after years spent fighting big government in Washington, D.C., a multimillionaire businessman has spent the last 30 years tracking an obscure threat to America. Today, he says it's about to reach a sudden and disturbing conclusion. If he's right, your way of life is about to change very suddenly. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, to your retirement, and the family you want to protect. Now, he's made predictions like this before, and he was right then, too. A few years ago, he warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, he warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. A free video he's released online details everything you need to know at dollardownfall.com. Now, maybe you'll disagree with his conclusions, but first, you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. Just go to dollardownfall.com. That's dollardownfall.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com. Spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, Katie Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I tell you what, here's here's what I'm going to do. This is a short little 6 minute segment. I'm going to come back in a long segment, get into the election fraud and more. I mean, you've got Marco Rubio in many polls 15 points lower than what he got last night. And then magically, because Microsoft is his second biggest donor, we already have the hanky-panky with Hillary going on. Why not with Rubio? I mean, when you start seeing six coin tosses in a row go to Hillary and them double counting her balance and still certifying, and then the Microsoft app breaks, so they have to call in the numbers, and then Marco Rubio does double better than what polls showed he was. Oh, but Donald Trump gets exactly what the poll said. On and on and on and on. Oh, there's USA Today, in case you just tuned in. I think I'm making that up. Microsoft app used to tally votes at Iowa caucuses fails in some areas. And guess where? Where we have the exact fraud videos. Oh, how magical. The key disputed areas, the key votes that made her win, the key areas is where it happens. Oh, it didn't happen somewhere where she was winning by a landslide. It didn't happen. No. No, it happened right where it needed to happen. Isn't that just special? There's a reason Congress has a 9% approval rating, and in a Gallup poll 2 weeks ago, the public sees the government as the number one threat, because it's not our government. It's a bunch of cronies at every level screwing everybody over. And they don't have to have every precinct bought or have their people in place everywhere. They just got to have them in key areas that they've already demographically broke down, and then the fix is in. We've caught them over and over again, red-handed. We have the testimonies in Congress and at the different legislatures where the very designers of Diebold Systems and others said, no, it was for fraud. We stole elections. I have seen it with my own eyeballs with other companies. And you're seeing it with your own eyeballs now. Now, before I go any further, let me just tell you what else is coming up after I cover this in the next segment. UBS bank shares plunge as rich investors withdraw money. AP. Yahoo to announce job cuts. Report. AFP. Google parent Alphabet passes Apple market cap at the open. Google search probe by U.S. should get new look. Utah says. Robo advisors, just like your robo cars, try to calm investors' nerves. Isn't that sweet? Financial Times. And here's the most important one I'm going to cover when we get back into this. Financial Times. Top U.S. financial groups hold secret summits on long-termism. Oh, and how they're going to rig the markets. You know, before they would just deny all that. Now they just throw it in your face. Yeah, the stock market's rigged. Yeah, the currency's rigged. Yeah, the interest rates are rigged. Yeah, we put poison in your water. Yeah. Yeah, the insert on the Gardasil says it doesn't help you and can kill you, but we're not going to tell you that when you go get the shot. Because Hillary Clinton loves you, right? Right? Because she's a woman, right? Yeah, right. National debt hits $19 trillion. We're going to get to all that today. Here on the New World Order Express Elevator to Hades. But before I go any further today, we are running daily specials this week, each day, just one day on something, and this is one of the best specials ever, and you get great products on top of it. It helps fund this operation, so it's a win-win. 24-hour flash sale at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com. Get Silver Bullet for 15% off and 10% off with AutoShip. You heard me right. We now have AutoShip on all InfoWarsLife.com products. We don't have it on some of the items that we can't always keep in stock, like certain seed banks and things like that, but we do on most products down the store. So sign up with one click for auto ship, meaning in a month or so, you can always cancel whatever you want with one click. You're going to be reordering, and you get 10% off on top of 15% off Silver Bullet, the highest quality colloidal silver. And there's a bunch of other specials as well. Silver Bullet is considered to be a powerful 30 parts per million in a base of deionized water and storage for years, whether it's economic meltdown or any other collapse. Experts admit colloidal silver is essential to have on hand. Get Silver Bullet for 15% off and save 10% off when you use AutoShip at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com while supplies last. And we also basically sold out of DNA Force. Tomorrow we're going to have a special on the 100 bottles that are left, roughly. It'll be a month and a half or more comes in, unfortunately. That when you sign up for AutoShip, you'll be able to get that discounted yet again as well. But that's tomorrow coming up. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And you're crazy if you don't have a bunch of high-quality colloidal silver. Ours is made by the top lab in the country, private label for Whole Foods, you name it. And we sell ours on average for less than they do, the exact same bottle, just different label. That's how we operate. We're free market. We're very vicious about it. We even undercut Amazon on many of our products now. We're just that free market. I mean, we're really cool people when it comes to Americana. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Average weight lost in the study was 8.3 pounds to 4.2 inches total in first month. Results vary. Call to cancel within 14 days and return remaining non-frozen food for a refund, less return shipping. Free shakes with first order only.
All right, guys. The holidays are over and we have got some weight to lose. Let's do this. It's going to take pizza, some pasta, some chicken parm, great foods, all part of the awesome new Turbo 10 program from Nutrisystem. You'll love it. Money back guaranteed. Lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Look, you keep putting it off, you'll keep putting it on. So call Nutrisystem today and get 4 weeks of delicious meals and 1 week of Nutrisystem's new Turbo Shakes free. Packed with protein plus probiotics to help support digestive health and bust that gut. You'll also get a week of NutriCrush Shakes to crush hunger free. Come on, lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Call 866-987-THIN. 866-987-THIN. Make the call. 866-987-THIN.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax High Performance Shower Filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax Shower Filter from ProPure today. Brain Force is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more focused, less brain fog, more energy, and it's because of Brain Force.
There's always hidden additives in your food. Even organic food has hidden additives. Staring at the computer all day, working, doing good, you're still damaging your brain. Ultimately, we've all been dumbed down to some degree.
It doesn't have stimulants. It doesn't have garbage in it. It has natural things that do it clean. You will find Brain Force and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome to your life. I want to do this on air for TV viewers. I will narrate it, describe it for radio listeners across the United States and the world. One of the clear evidences of fraud last night is that Hillary was going to lose if she didn't get the six coin tosses in a row. It was supposed to go to Sanders, but she magically got the six coin tosses for the disputed delegate because they were in a dead heat. She won by 0.2%. And that story's up on InfoWars.com from Kit Daniels. And then, of course, the craziness just continued from there. where she'd have ballots already counted for her, and they would double count them right in front of people. And then they wouldn't put that in the app because it had already been tallied, so it would show it as fraudulent, so they, quote, called it in. It's all on video. It's all on InfoWars.com. And even mainstream media covers it and goes, wow, this is kind of weird. Let's just move along. Now, the way they could do this is sleight of hand. It's basically you would just hire somebody who's trained, not even as a magician, but just how to do the sleight of hand, where you have the coin that is basically identical to the other one, but weighted to where it falls on a certain side almost every time. And you flip that, and then if the other side is using another coin, because it varies, then they have a normal coin and they fail. So let's see, because it's statistically around 1%, we have an article breaking it down, to win 6 coin flips in a row, that's even in USA Today, you have to, it's like winning a Powerball lottery or something, it's ridiculous. So let's go ahead and do it. And we're showing video for TV viewers of them actually flipping the coins. Here we go. So let's say 6 heads and Hillary in a row, she gets that disputed delegate that if she wouldn't have gotten it, she would have lost to Bernie Sanders. Here we go. Oh, heads. She got it. First one. Let me show folks. Heads. Let's document cam. There you go. So she just won the first toss. Here, let's mark that right here. That's one for Hillary. And she is a lucky lady, huh? Let's do the second one here. Hey, lucky lady, she did it again. Oh, whoa. She got tails on number 3. What do you know? What do you know? So out of 6. Heads, this is tails. So we got one there. Let's keep tallying here. Do it again. Oh. Tails again, right there. So that's head-to-head. 2 heads, 2 tails, tied. And we got 2 more coin tosses. In fact, this will be deciding, but I guess if she didn't get all 6, it went into more coin tosses. Up, tails again. Sorry, Hillary. Sorry, sweetie. Now, if you don't get this one, it's totally tied, she'll lose. But remember, she just got all 6 in a row, so there was never any doubt. Oh, tails again. Sorry, Hillary. Sorry, you don't get the delegate. Bernie Sanders does. But see, that's in the real world. That's in the real world. Here, let's just keep flipping. Oh, she got heads that time. Here, let's just keep flipping. See, in the real world, there's chance. Heads again. In the real world, that's, oh, tails. See, in the real world, it's 50-50. But see, not in Hillary Clinton world. Oh, tells again. Not in Hillary Clinton world. So just to illustrate how ridiculous it would be to have 6 in a row, and then all this other hanky-panky, and the app fails magically, so that you don't have the regular tallying system, it just goes into some black hole, and phone calls are made, and then we learn who won. At least 6 precincts across the state resulted in a tie. Bernie Sanders chose heads. Hillary had tails. We just basically flipped what they did. And then magically, 6 in a row. Isn't that just special? All right, let's stop right there. And then all you got to do is have the 2 coins. One's loaded to heads, one's loaded to tails, be able to do that. But I'm sure this is an accident. I'm just joking around. Now, let's expand on that and go through these articles. And then I want to open the phones up, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We also have a whole bunch of clips that I haven't gotten to yet that we're going to be breaking down as well. But let's go over it. Bernie Sanders wants raw vote count released after tight finish in Iowa caucuses. You guys bring me another video list. I can't find mine. Thank you. Hillary Clinton has the most statistically improbable coin toss luck ever. And then it goes over the fact that it's 1.56% out of 100 that you could do that. Sometimes Iowa Democrats award caucus delegates with a coin flip. That's USA Today explaining how this all happened. See, a lot of times the technology is the cover. The technology is the front. To say it breaks, and then the tweak in it is the fraud. Microsoft app used to tally votes at Iowa caucuses fails in some areas, including the area where on video they count Hillary stacks of ballots twice and say, don't worry about it. That video is up on InfoWars.com. And again, here's MarketWatch reporting on the same thing. Coin toss broke six Clinton-Sanders deadlocks in Iowa, and Hillary won each time. Oh. And then it's her with a maniac face there with all of her cult followers. I mean, what a group of scum. I mean, just no end to these people. Hillary Clinton meet Bernie Sanders because of a coin toss, London Telegraph. So just, you know, that really happened. I've shown you three or four mainstream news articles. It's crazy. And there's the InfoWars.com article from Steve Watson. Clinton voter fraud in action, question mark. Hillary wins the six coin tosses and dodgy hand count. The footage appears to verify this, with the Clinton camp admitting that they did not do a successful full count, that they just added the new people who were already a stack of Hillary supporters. Does that add up right? One of the organizers is heard asking the caucus chair, who replies, I don't think so. Nervously, a challenge by Sanders supporters for a third count was rejected, and Clinton was handed a victory. This monumental cluster bleep, no, it's on purpose, which is one of 1,600 caucus sites around the state of Iowa, who knows what went on elsewhere. In another video, Clinton and Sanders supporters are seen remonstrating with caucus organizers in Ames who are attempting to move the caucus outside, refusing to start counting votes because their building was too full. So basically, the caucus, they have to hand count everybody depending on what side they're sitting on. Well, when it came time to do the second count, the numbers were off. The first vote breakdown was like 215 Sanders, 215 Clinton, 26 O'Malley, 8 undecided, 459 total. And in the second video, 232 Clinton, 224 Sanders, 456 total. So somehow they lost three people, but Clinton's vote went up by 14. And it just goes on and on. So basically what happened was Hillary's team didn't like and didn't take the time to do a full recount. Instead, she just added the new people who joined the second vote, which clearly wasn't an accurate count. And it's just stuff like that. And then, oh, the app breaks right then and they've got to call it in. I'm not going to talk about that anymore, but it's ridiculous. I want to take your calls on that subject. Almost forgot one other one. There's so many. Rubio basically doubling what he showed in polls, but everybody else's poll numbers being pretty accurate. When he's the establishment candidate, Microsoft is his second biggest donor, and Microsoft's been caught in hanky-panky all over the country over and over again with their software and electronic voting machines. Well, Carson accuses Cruz camp of foul play, told voters Carson was dropping out. Well, one of the heads of the campaign did put out the tweet that Carson had left and gone home. And basically given up. And so that everybody should then just vote for Cruz. And I'm not against Ted Cruz, but you read this, it is dirty. Steve King says from the Cruz camp, Carson looks like he's out. Iowans need to know before they vote. Most will go Cruz, I hope. And then he has a link to it. Cruz precinct captain Tim Osborne says Trump was for abortion, gay marriage, and amnesty 6 months ago. That's just the kind of stuff they were putting out. And so it continues, ladies and gentlemen. So we'll see what unfolds on that front. We'll take some of your phone calls here in just a moment. But do you think they're going to get rid of the Microsoft app now that it failed conveniently? Oh, no, it hasn't failed. It succeeded in exactly what it was supposed to do. In the Twilight Zone, Kookland, where Hillary wins six coin tosses consecutively on the same night in disputed precincts to be given the extra delegate. securing herself the win. And this is what all the electronic voting experts have told me and all the experts on basic election fraud, Bev Harris, you name it, over the years, is that when somebody's winning by 10, 20, 30 points, it's hard to steal it. But if Hillary's a few points behind, what they'll do is they'll have a dead heat. This is always the sign. Throughout the night, dead heat. The whole night, just dead heat. As they just balance it like that to see if they need to steal it at the end. Because she's behind, but they're running scams to keep her right there to see how many they need at the end. So the big tell, I've known this for 20 years, is when you see people dead even the whole time, the fix is in. Oh, okay, I'm sure she won six coin tosses in a row and then magically, ballots that weren't counted for her got counted twice and put back in, and then magically the app failed right then and a whole bunch of precincts, they had to phone it in. Okay, sure. And, of course, she didn't lie about the emails or Benghazi or Fast and Furious or Watergate ripping off old people or the cattle futures where you invest a few thousand and get hundreds of thousands back when no one else had ever done that. I mean, there's nothing going on with Don Tyson, nothing going on with people. These are good people. Hillary's a woman, after all. She cares about women. Mentally ill women who want to go associate their personal power with the gang member leader. They're as big an idiot as somebody that joins a white supremacist gang, a black supremacist gang, a Hispanic supremacist gang because they don't have father figures, and they go, join it because the father figure cares about you. No, the father figure doesn't care about you and is using you, dummies. Well, this is the mommy figure. This is where they fantasize. I mean, I've seen these female Clinton supporters just glide around on C-SPAN at events, and I've seen them in person just power tripping, and they'll go, "You're just afraid of a woman in charge." I'm like, no, I'm not. I'd love to have a constitutionalist as president. I could care less. But the point is, that's not what's going on. And the cliche of, there wouldn't be any violence in the world if it wasn't for men. We're the species. We defend women. We've been a warlike species. Women are the ones that demand you go out and get the living space. You go out and take over. That's just the culture. It's like blaming male honeybees for stinging people and not the females. It's just the species. It's moronic. It's idiotic. It's all just divide and conquer with mental midgets, pseudo-intellectuals, and the like. Okay, I'm going to get into the economy after we take calls, and I'm going to get into the incredible news with the asylum seekers. These headlines, this is every day now. Minors as young as 11 years old married when seeking asylum in Norway, and the police and all these articles say, no, they're allowed to marry them and have sex with them because it's their culture. Forget the federal and state laws in these countries. Migrants attack elderly Germans trying to protect woman from harassment on Munich train. Video. Mayor's response to children being sexually harassed by migrants, don't provoke them. So first they told women, basically just, let them rape you or don't dress provocatively. But now, the mayor of the town, Bad Shalom, prompted fury. Well, I'm going to get into that coming up. John Cleese says political correctness will lead to an Orwellian nightmare. That's the plan, brother. That's like in Goldfinger when he says, you expect me to talk? He goes, no, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die. It's like Seinfeld and John Cleese are like, this is tyranny. This is crazy. Well, stop it now. What are you thinking? And they're like, what are we thinking? We're taking over. Premeditated, bro. It's to kill original liberalism forever. Then have a fascist right-wing backlash to it that actually absorbs it all and then mixes it in with Islamicists. Islamicists, because they're so fascist, are the replacement for the West, okay? They are the boot stomping on the human face forever, a la 1984. In fact, we're going to go to break and come back with Kevin Santiago, Nick, Tay, Ryan, and others. Since I mentioned John Cleese, let's cue up the John Cleese political correctness can lead to an Orwellian nightmare and play that clip as we get ready to go to break and come back with your phone calls. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
I'm offended every day. For example, the British newspapers every day offend me with their laziness, their nastiness, and their inaccuracy. But I'm not going to expect someone to stop that happening. I should just simply speak out about it. You know, sometimes when people are offended, they want somebody to just come in and say, right, stop that, to whoever is offending them. And, of course, as a former chairman of the BBC once said, there are some people one would wish to offend. And I think there's truth in that too. So the idea that you have to be protected from any kind of uncomfortable emotion is one I absolutely do not subscribe to. And a fellow that I helped write to books about psychology and psychiatry, he was a renowned psychiatrist in London called Robin Skinner, said something very interesting to me. He said, if people can't control their own emotions, then they have to start trying to control other people's behavior. And when you're around super sensitive people, you cannot relax and be spontaneous because you have no idea what's going to upset them next. And that's why I've been warned recently, don't go to most university campuses, because the political correctness has been taken from being a good idea.
No, they're racist.
Let's
not attack
you, bro. Mean, particularly to people who are not able to look after themselves very well. That's a good idea, to the point where any kind of criticism of any individual or group can be labeled cruel.
Can't even have
the whole point about humor, the whole point about comedy, and believe you me, I've thought about this, is that all comedy is critical.
So we have an uptight British
even
guy
if you
explaining
make a very inclusive joke, like, how'd you make God laugh? Answer, tell him your plans.
By now, the way, you know, Yale did get
that's
one of those
about the human condition.
Said,
it's not excluding anyone. It's saying we all have all these plans which probably won't come, and isn't it funny how we still believe they're going to happen? So that's a very inclusive joke. It's still critical. All humor is critical. And if you start saying, we mustn't criticize
the system, got the real left defines their tyranny for the greater
with
good.
Humor gives a sense of proportion.
And now they're panicking.
And then, as far as I'm concerned, you're living in 1984.
Yeah, you're living in 1984. In fact, let's come back and finish the last part.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We are back in this segment. The next, I'm going to go into your calls. Also, when Wayne Madsen's on with us, we will be. Keith, Santiago, Nick, Tay, Ryan, others we're going to go to you. You know, I rarely get sick compared to my friends and a lot of folks I know. And it's because I try to eat non-GMO, I try to drink filtered water. But when I feel sickness coming on, and I did have a fever last night, I go, in case it's bacterial, this stuff also has been known to hit viruses, and I mix it with water, colloidal silver. And I've also had, you know, surface infections and things like cutting your toe at the beach or whatever. And it's really helped me out. We have 15% off on Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, 24 hours only at InfoWarsLife.com. Buy it, sell 15% off separately. If you also want to sign up for auto ship, you get 10% off on top of that as well. I don't take a little silver all the time, but I definitely take it when people are sick around me or when I start to get a sore throat. All right, let's go ahead and go to your calls. Who's been holding the longest? Let's go ahead and talk to Keith in New York. Thank you for holding. You're on the air.
Alex.
Welcome.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Welcome.
Alex, listen, thanks for having me on. I just want to let you know you woke me up about 10 years ago. Been following you almost every day since. I think you're one of the most bravest men and the most noblest person I've ever seen.
Well, please.
And I just want to commend you for what you're doing.
Well, thank you, brother. I'm trying to just defend my family, so I'm just doing my duty. But thank you, sir. Go ahead.
You're doing a great job. Now, listen, I live up here in New York. I own a metal recycling company that this administration or the economy just destroyed. I had a great business. I was making a ton of money, taking care of my daughter, putting her through school. And about a year ago, the metal commodities crashed, went down the drain. I lost my business, and I've basically been out of work. I've been looking for work. I'm pretty much stuck. So that's why I'm so into this election. Now, my point is...
But Obama said that the economy's never been better.
Oh, yeah, right. I'm telling fables, right? I'm sorry.
I mean, you know, Hillary won 6 coin tosses in a row. There's nothing going on here. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, well, you know, the economy's great if you're Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. But, you know what, for an average guy like me, I worked my butt off. Believe me, Alex, I work hard.
Well, he says you can't have a car in air conditioning. Only he can, because that's liberal. But I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
But no, listen, my point is this election thing. I've been following this thing from the beginning because this is, I think, one of the most important elections in our time, as you said. Okay? Now, and I'm thinking to myself for months and months, the only way they're going to grab this from Trump is to do shenanigans and shady stuff. And now, last night, I was watching your live feed. And I went on the Huffington Post website, and right there, there's an article about Bill Gates manipulating the computer system when he was in school or something to be in a class with old women.
You know, I forgot that. You know, Bill Gates has hacked before. Did he hack Iowa? That's a great headline just to put the facts in. And obviously, of course they did. They were at every level running ops. I mean, listen. He's even more evil than George Soros. He runs the weather modification, the secret vaccine programs, the chimeras. I mean, you name it. He is a science fiction villain out of the Fantastic Four or something. I mean, you cannot make it up.
Alex, you know, these people aren't going to – they're going to do everything they can not to lose their power.
And it must be fun to be a psychopathic supervillain. I mean, you know, for him. I mean, just imagine – I can't even look at it. Get him off, please. Yeah, there it is. That's Bill Gates hacked his high school's computers to be placed in all girls' classes.
There you go.
And again, that's a little hokey stuff they put out, like Warren Buffett's ice cream. It's all just PR bull.
Well, Alex, I just want to thank you for everything you're doing, and I hope we can get hopefully Trump in there and get the economy going.
Do you think a lot of Democrats will cross over to Trump in New York?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think Trump's a hero around here. Everybody I talk to, it's all Trump. But once again, you know, they can manipulate these voting machines like slot machines. And it makes me very uncomfortable.
According to Politico that hates him, and I've been told this behind the scenes before it was in Politico, when he committed to this, he committed it. He'll basically be destroyed if he doesn't win. He knows it. He got cold feet, actually. He almost didn't do it. But once he committed, he's all the way. And so that's what's going on. And the word is Trump is aware of the New World Order, the whole nine yards. And he actually wants to save this country. We know Hillary doesn't. We know Bernie doesn't. We know Jeb Bush doesn't. We know Marco Rubio is bought and paid for by the elites. They're all backing it. We'll be back.
visit GCNLive.com today.
Over the years, there have been a lot of...